This is the Just Live podcast with Dan and Susie Potter, episode 76.
What do you desire?
This week, we will look at what you want for others.
We begin in 22 seconds.
Live life. See the good days in it. Just live. Live life. See the good days. See the good days. Follow your potential. And live life. See the good days in it. Thrive.
Your life is a remarkable story and adventure that only you can create.
We exist to motivate and equip you to live fully alive.
Welcome to Going Up, My Nehemiah Story. This is part 6, and thank you so much for joining us.
My name is Dan.
My name is Susie.
Together we are Doozy. And we have been going through Nehemiah verse by verse, not only looking at his story, but looking at my story, looking at your story.
Here we are with our focus on my desire. What do I want for others? From Nehemiah 1, 11b to 2:5.
And we're going to look at the four different sections of the Bible as we go through here.
So it starts with, Lord, let your ear be attentive to the prayer of this your servant and to the prayer of your servants who delight in revering your name. Give your servant success today by granting him favor in the presence of this man. I was cupbearer to the king.
So we're looking at Nehemiah here, and Nehemiah has a desire. He has something he wants. And through these passages, we're going to see what those things are. The first thing we know, he's talking to the Lord, but he's asking that the Lord give him success in the presence of this man, who actually was the king, who Nehemiah was actually serving as a slave. But something's changing. And you want to look at Nehemiah. For years, perhaps, he was just serving the wine. He was enjoying it. It was a good job. When he met these people that talked about Jerusalem, something changed, and his desire changed. And that's what we're looking at here.
So let's look at my desire, just generally. What is a desire? It's what do I want for others is actually what we want to be focusing on. But a desire is a wish or something that you want. It could be a deep one, like a longing, a craving, as for something that brings satisfaction or enjoyment to yourself or to others or to both.
Yeah, desire
it's your desire.
Right, desire is so important for us to know as we move through life. And we're getting to know Nehemiah's desire, but also right now we're getting to look at what is our desire? What is your desire?
Yeah, and for each of us, my desire will be specific to you. God needs each of us to have this desire to come through. We see the world in different ways, and the things that move us are going to be different because each of us are so unique and different.
And remember, the whole reason we're going through this is because we are going up. This is a new time in life. There is a call to move forward. And sometimes we wonder, how do we do that? And Nehemiah lays out those principles, and we're following that. And here in number 6, we're looking at my desire. If we're going to go up, there's got to be a desire, and we have to know what it is.
Sure. So here's the next part of that passage from Nehemiah. In the month of Nisan, in the 20th year of King Artaxerxes, I don't know how to say that, when wine was brought for him, I took the wine and gave it to the king. I had not been sad in his presence before, so the king asked me, "Why does your face look so sad when you are not ill? This can be nothing but sadness of heart."
Now, capture that word, sadness of heart, because if we're really going to find our desire, more than likely, there's something that breaks our heart. There's something that, well, like Popeye used to say, "I can't take it. I can't take it no more," which would call him into action. When we look through our world, I'm sure there are several things that bring us to a point of sadness, of that needs to be changed. That should not be that way, which will create then a desire in us. This is what happened to Nehemiah. What was going on in Jerusalem? 142 years since the walls were broken down, the gates were burnt. Still, no one has done anything to help. Something caused him to be sad. It is his people. It is his nationality. It is his identity. And he desired, "I want to make a difference."
Right. So this is a question for you, and feel free to just stop or pause this for a moment and consider, write down in your journal, what brings you sadness of heart? For For me in particular, it is when people don't know who they are, they don't know their identity, they don't show up in groups or among other people. Sometimes it's because of the group pressure that makes them be small or invisible, but they don't know who they are and so they can't show up as themselves. And that makes me very sad when I see people not living, honestly, fully alive within the gifts and the abilities that they've been given. Maybe it's because they don't know what they are.
Yeah, I think for me, one of the things that brings sadness to my heart is when people are demoted. What I mean by that is the budget is more important than the people, or the belief is more important than the people, or the rules are more important than the people.
Yeah.
And oftentimes when we're in leadership positions, we have that choice. Do we care for the people that we're leading, or do we care for the budget or the rules or the guidelines? That's something that really gets me, because I think people should be our first priority.
So take a moment and decide for yourself what brings you sadness of heart. This is one of the ways that we can find out about what is our desire for others. What makes us sad, same like Nehemiah.
Let's go on. So the next verse is also in the Nehemiah story, and this is not dealing with sadness, it's dealing with something else.
And it says, I was very much afraid, but I said to the king, may the king live forever. Why should my face not look sad when the city where my ancestors are buried lies in ruins and its gates have been destroyed by fire? So he was afraid.
Fear is a powerful thing. You are motivated by one of two things, fear or desire. And oftentimes it's in the midst of us desiring something that brings sadness to our heart, probably even bring some fear there, that we need some courage. We need to take a risk. We need to move out into it. A real desire is probably not something that's like, well, I can just do that anytime. It's stronger than that. It's a hurdle to cross. It's a mountain to cross. It is an ocean to cross. And there is some fear there, and we need to recognize what that fear is.
So now it's time for you to decide, or to identify another level that will help lead us to our desire. What brings you fear in your life? As Dan said, fear or desire are motivations that keep us going. And what is that thing that causes you really not to go for it? It causes you to avoid something. It could have been a trauma or a difficult situation in the past, or when you see it, it brings back memories of experiences you have had. And this might be one of your desires that allows you to be compassionate or empathetic with other people as well.
And just this week, something happened to me in my community where I saw something take place where money was more important than people. Keeping the budget, keeping a good amount in the bank account was more important than taking care of people. And I had an opportunity to actually say something, and I didn't. I was afraid. What are people going to think of me? I don't want to disturb the peace. And yet my desire is to see that this group of people would, one of the first questions would be, now, how does this affect our people? That would be a question that is first and foremost in their mind. At this point, it's not. And maybe I need to say something.
That's how you're wired. Right. And so when you're afraid of something, dig deeper. What is it I'm afraid of? And what is the underlying thing that is not coming through because I am afraid? For me, valuing people is so important. And I do have a fear that people won't be valued for what they do, for what they say, for their expertise they bring. And as I get into this new agent stage in my life, I kind of have a fear that people will not value me as well for what I have to offer. And I'm experiencing that, especially in a new location where people don't know everything I have to offer. And I'm afraid that I'm not going to be able to be valued for who I am. As we get to know people, as we have experiences with them, then we, that's not the case. They learn who we are, and hopefully opportunities will continue to open up. But I do fear others not being valued as well. And that makes me show up and say thank you to them, to notice what's going on. And so my desire is for them to be valued. And because I fear that myself, I notice that I'm doing what I can so they're not undervalued.
So if you know Susie, if you're around Susie, Susie is very much like Mary Poppins. And with Mary Poppins, it's always a holiday. And so if you're around Susie, always a holiday. So
Yeah. So what
Make
about
that
you?
Desire come true.
What brings you fear in your life? What do you try to avoid? And again, look at those underlying things that maybe you fear, like me. You fear not being valued, and so you end up valuing people, or keeps you from that underlying thing, like value. Yours is also a value for people, and people are putting others in the place, and you fear saying something that they won't take you or value you, right?
Yeah, value is very important.
So what is it for you? Take your journal out, your piece of paper. Take some time to consider what brings fear in your life.
And then there's one more passage that we're going to connect with as we move into not only Nehemiah's story, but our story.
The king said to me, "What is it you want?" Then I prayed to the Lord God of heaven, and I answered the king, "If it pleases the king, and if your servant has found favor in his sight, let him send me to the city in Judah where my ancestors are buried so that I can rebuild it." So the king asked him, "What do you want?" And he told him, "Send me to the city." He had the burden. He had the desire. He wanted to go and be a part of making it happen.
Some of the most important desires, I believe, or the most impactful, are the ones that are desires for others. Now, Nehemiah wanted to go help. He's going to receive something for that, but he's also thinking about the wall, the city, the people. There is more than just, I want a new car.
Yeah.
It is bigger than that. And I think this
for
is where
others.
when we really look at what makes us sad and the fear, we come into that place that if we're going to go up, if we're going to move up to the next level, we need to know what we want and what that will do in the lives of others. How do we actually desire something that makes our world a better place?
Right. So here's a tool for you to work through. This is the Story Maps tool. Ideally, you find out what the desire is. You find that either through your sadness or what you fear and digging down deeper. And then just confirm that with a past story, a present story, and your future story.
So I want you just to imagine, if you would, a light bulb. And that light bulb is your desire.
Yeah.
It can turn on or it can turn off. And in three different directions, the light goes. The light shines on your past, in your present, and in your future. The same thing is true with a story about your desire. If it is a story that is true for you, that this is something you truly desire, you should be able to turn on that light and see it in your rearview mirror, that it took place already in your life, that you did something about that, that you're doing something about it right now, and you have dreams about doing it in the future.
Right. So for me, here's my story. The desire that I have for others is that the potential, the ability for them to grow will be realized, and I personally want to be a part of it. So in the past, I mentored a lot of different girls in different seasons, some of them 5 years, 2 years, a short time, sometimes over many years at the same time. I love mentoring girls and just journeying with them in life. Currently, I work with our third culture kids, MTO, and on every Saturday we meet with a group of them, and I try to connect with them during the week as well. We have couples in our Seasons of Life 12-month mentoring program, and those couples, those are the ones we're pouring the most into through our program. It's amazing. And something that's a little bit newer, I have a watercolor class every Wednesday morning here in our local community. And there's about 16 ladies and Dan who come to the group, and they've become a community. And I get to pour into their potential, not only to build their skill of watercolor, but to find their identity, who they are, and just having confidence in watercolor is giving them ripple effect confidence in their life.
So Susie, you have stories from the past that show, yes, I've had this desire. You have stories now of how, yes, this is my desire right now. How about for the future?
Oh, for sure. It's people. It's all about people. It's journeying with them. I do like the long road of having a consistent impact. Maybe that's weekly, monthly, through different seasons. It can be local or it can be on Zoom. We're journeying with a lot of people who live in different parts of the world than us. But it is definitely seeing their potential grow and mentoring them so that they can find out who they are and be able to walk fully alive in that space.
That's because every day with Susie is like a holiday.
And you are part of those people as well. So thank you so much for joining us for this going up. I get to just allow your potential to grow as
well.
So
I just want you to look at a list here or listen to a list here of some of the words that may just spark something in you. Because sometimes it's hard to go, oh, what do I really desire? So this is, I live my life by design as I desire people to experience something. We're going to go through a list of what they might experience. And also you're going to experience something at the same time.
So there's three slides, three pictures of these. As you hear or see these words, write down any of these that could potentially be what your desire for others is. And then later you can narrow that down if you so choose, or just have a list and get a general impression of your desires.
So we'll just play ping pong a little bit with these words that they may experience assistance.
Belief.
Care.
Connections.
Counsel.
Education.
Encouragement.
Faith.
Food.
Growth.
Health.
Help.
Hope.
Information.
Joy.
Justice.
Life.
Love.
Opportunities.
Organization.
Peace.
Potential.
Prosperity.
Resources.
Rest.
Restoration.
Safety first. Safety.
You're really giving it way more emphasis than me. Security.
Shelter.
Solutions.
Support.
Training.
Oh, please. Transformation.
Vision.
Wholeness.
Or wisdom. You're not limited to these words, but these are some of the words that you could choose to help you find your desire.
So what we'd ask you to do is take some time and look at your desire or desires and see.
And story map each of your words.
Picture them each as a light bulb.
Yep.
That this could be it. It could be wholeness, it could be life, it could be transformation, and then begin looking at a past story, present story, and future story.
So my desire, this is going up my Nehemiah story. We've looked at Nehemiah, his desire, and hopefully you're in process of finding your desire. If we can support you in helping to find your desire, please contact us in any of the ways we are connected.
And may you live fully alive as you love your life, your world, and your God. My name's Dan.
My name is Susie.
Together we are doozy. Live fully.
And love fully. Thanks for joining us. Bye.